Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Spellcaster Media presents.
And welcome to episode 144 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. Podcast all about the spookiness of films, theme parks, and beyond. I'm your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, I will be coming to you live from Universal Studios Hollywood's Lunar New Year celebration. So, without any further ado, let's begin. Howdy, gang. It's James. I'm coming to you here live on location at Universal Studios Hollywood, celebrating the Lunar New Year with Kung Fu Panda and a few other Universal characters. So we're just going to go around here and check out the offerings here. Just a little quick rundown of what we got coming up or what's available here. We can meet Po and Tigress, Po being the Kung Fu Panda himself. And also, you can meet Mr. Ping. Now, if you've seen Kung Fu Panda, Mr. Ping is Kung Fu Panda's father, who runs a noodle shop. And he's, you can kind of hear him talking in the background right there. So excited to meet Mr. Ping. Also, very unique offering. They have Mandarin-speaking Megatron, of course, from the Transformers. If you've ever heard the English-speaking Megatron, it is one of the funniest character meet and greets ever in any theme park. So I'm not quite sure what he's going to be saying, since I don't speak Mandarin, but sure that's a thrill for anyone that does, which it seems to be a lot of people that visit this theme park. What else we got going on here? We have an artist studio. There's some dancing presentations. I guess they're dancing. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. Minion characters up. A lot of fun stuff coming up. So let's get it started.
Hello.
Hello, hello. What's your name?
My name is James.
James. Hello, James. Thank you for visiting me.
No problem. I heard your noodles were the best in town.
They are the best anywhere ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
I know, it's a big call, and I stand by it.
All right, well, I'm going to try some, and I'll come back and let you know.
Oh, will you give me a review?
Yeah, do you have Yelp in this land?
Well, I mean, I think everyone has to have Yelp in this day and age.
Sure, sure.
I know. That's a sign of a strong business.
For sure.
For sure. I know, I know.
Well, I just met Mr. Ping, and that was really awesome. He makes noodles. He, of course, is Kung Fu Panda's father. I will be trying some of his noodles. Not quite yet. It's not quite lunchtime, but I will check them out. I love when theme parks have the living character. Was that just the Price is Right, like, losing music sound effect? It's a stage show going on right now that we'll check out a little bit later. But anyways, so... if you're just listening to this, there was a video of my conversation with Mr. Pink. So, you know, check that out somewhere where we post videos. And we're on to the next thing. All right. Well, the moment of truth is about to go down. I'm about to try Mr. Ping's noodles. Thank you. Norm's helping me so I can use both my hands to get in here. Which apparently, according to him, is the best anywhere ever. Wow. These are the best noodles anywhere ever. Mr. Ping did not lie. Delicious. I got an egg roll here. I'm going to try it in a minute. And some more people are joining us with more food, which I'm going to try to steal some so I can try just for you guys. And we got fortune cookies, which I'm sure are very accurate. Let's see what's going on with this chicken egg roll. Come with a little bit of dipping sauce.
Yeah, same.
I prefer a lot more sauce, but that's me. Let's see how this tastes.
Would you like an extra sauce? I will get you one.
That's okay. These are quite tasty offerings here at Mr. Ping's. But don't take my word for it. Come on down and get it for yourself. Well, the meal is concluded. Now it's time to find out our fortunes. You are wise to keep your eyes wide open at all times. Is that a warning or a compliment?
It needs to lay a warning. Here, probably a compliment.
Okay. Norms is you will have good luck in your personal affairs. Wow.
There are so many.
All of them will go well.
Every last one.
All right, well, before I go share my thoughts on the noodles of Mr. Ping, I'm just going to check out a few of the other offerings. And there's some clarification on the shows they have here. They have The Tale of the Lunar New Year and the Kung Fu Academy. So we're going to check out both those shows. Looks like The Tale of the Lunar New Year is happening very shortly. So let's check that out.
I believe we are ready to begin. A long time ago, there was a peaceful village in the mountains where the wind blew above the treetops and a soft, gentle rain fingers everyone, fell on the fields. Every night, the moon would rise in the sky while the villagers slept happily. Every night, that is, except the first night of the new year, because right outside this peaceful village, there lived an evil beast. The creature's name was Nian. And he terrified the villagers with his infamous evil laugh. On the eve of the new year, he would destroy the villagers' crops, consume all the villagers' livestock, and even look for little children to eat for a yummy snack. One year, as the village was preparing to be visited by the evil Nian, a wise old man came to town. He asked the villagers why they hid in fear. "You are many, and he is only one. Surely he cannot swallow all of you." But the villagers remained skeptical of the wise old man and locked themselves away as they did every year. However, the next morning when the moon fell and the rain cleared, they emerged from their homes to find nothing had been destroyed. No livestock had been eaten. No children had been taken. The wise old man had ridden on the back of Nian until dawn. So the creature went back to its cave hungry. The village lived in peace until the next new year, when the wise old man had to leave. "You can't go," cried the villagers. "The evil Nian will come back to destroy our town." "I cannot protect you forever," said the wise old man. "However, the beast is easily scared. He does not like the color red. He fears loud noises. So tonight, spread red across the village. Make noises with drums, music, and firecrackers. And to protect your children, give them face masks and lanterns." That night, when the moon rose in the sky, instead of hiding away, villagers did as the old man instructed. They played drums, shot off firecrackers, and danced in the rain, while the wind held in tune with the villagers' music. The evil Nian stayed away, terrified of the sounds and colors coming from the villagers' celebration. From that day forward, every year, the advice of the wise old man is followed. The Lunar New Year is celebrated with music, loud drums, and firecrackers all day long. The color red is used to decorate, and special paper lanterns and masks are worn to keep people away. Thus ends the story of the Lunar New Year. Everyone, give yourselves a hand. Thank you so much for helping me tell the story. And just like the villagers in the story, this year you can all use music and happy thoughts to keep evil away.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom has been brought to you by League of Shadows. This is an Etsy shop that specializes in paranormal and creepy-inspired jewelry, including a Haunted Mansion Parasol Girl necklace. Just go to Etsy.com/shop/League of Shadows. That's Etsy.com/shop/League of Shadows.
As I once learned alongside the great Master Shifu, you will learn from the Dragon Warrior! And now, introducing the Dragon Warrior! Where is everybody? Oh, for the love of Kung Fu...
than I thought that was gonna be. I have not done my cardio this week, guys. Oh! Who are those guys?
Today is the sacred day. The legend. The year of the dog would bring forth these warriors to fulfill their destinies.
That was today?
You both forgot.
No! No, we didn't forget. No, we certainly didn't forget. And we're not late because we're making cupcakes that have to be out of the oven in 5 minutes or else they'll burn. Students, are you guys ready to learn some kung fu, huh? How about a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little dumplings?
Guys.
Because we are ready to teach you guys some kung fu. Right, Puff? How about a little wooshy finger hold? Oh, God. Don't look at it happen. It's happening. Oh, my God.
Master Shifu says patience is the companion to wisdom. The two of you may be the wisest kung fu master in the history of time itself.
You're welcome.
It is time, my young students. Please stand up and follow our assistant to your training circles.
Ooh, look at this group. They look good. Come on up, guys.
Come on, come on.
This way.
Come on up.
Yeah, right over there. Use your right there. Here, right here. Right in the middle there. And right here. Good looking group. I love your sweater. Cool.
Attention, students. Let us begin. First, you must learn the bow. It is a sign of respect and admiration. Please follow your teachers at the front of the class. Stand with your feet together, as most of you already are. This hand will come up to form a shield. This hand will make a fist. Bring them together in the center and bow. Very good. Shall we, warriors? And crane wings! Monkey punch! Press into the mantis stance. Slither through to viper. Tigress kick. And bow out of respect. Excellent work, warrior!
Wow! That was amazing. That was some of the best kung fu I've ever seen.
Thanks, everybody. It has been amazing training with you all. Now go forth, live in the year of the dog like the great warriors that you are.
All right, checked out the stories, the presentations that they were. One was a story, one was Kung Fu Academy training a few kids how to do some Kung Fu moves with Kung Fu Panda himself. Very amusing. Afterwards, they have a meet and greet with Po and Tigress coming out, which I just participated in, which was quite a thrill. For some reason, they've lost their voice and they're not talking. But it was quite a thrill. So now, let's try and find some more activities to engage in. They have a setup here to share a wish for the new year throughout the plaza. They have these little red ribbons you can write your wish. And on these beautiful trees here. So I'm gonna write out myself a little wish, and we'll see if it comes true. All right, now checking out Mandarin speaking Megatron. This is by far the most popular offering here at the Happy Lunar New Year celebration here. Must be a lot of Mandarin speaking people here. Like I was saying before, I don't know. But the English-speaking Megatron is probably one of the best meet and greets in any theme park. He just is so funny and so rude and hilarious. I imagine he's offering the same thrill for Mandarin-speaking people. So one can only imagine that Megatron is saying some pretty awesome stuff. Very awesome.
Oh boy, oh boy. Oh, so sorry to keep you waiting for such a long time. Huh? The customer's always right, and they should never be waiting.
That's true.
That's true. What's your name?
My name is James.
Hello, James.
And I tried your noodles, and I want to give you a review.
Oh, my... Oh, of course. Oh, I forgot it was you. You came and saw me before, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. I'm ready for my review.
I'm going to give it 5 out of 5 stars.
5 out of 5 stars? Did you hear that? Did everybody hear that? 5 out of 5? Wow. I'm going to need to see that on Yelp.
Yeah, I'm going to write the Yelp review as soon as I get home.
Oh, thank you, James. You are really my new best friend.
Oh, you're my new best friend too, Mr. King.
Imagine if you'd given me 2 stars. This could have gotten ugly.
It could have been pretty awkward.
I know. Oh, well, thank you for your review. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Make sure you tell everyone.
I'll tell everyone I meet.
Thank you.
Bye, Mr. Bing.
Bye, James. Bye.
All right, well, gave Mr. Ping his review. He's very happy about it. He's my new best friend, apparently, which is awesome. The other offering here is learn to draw the characters, of course, from Kung Fu Panda. I could not be taught to draw anything besides stick figures, so I won't be participating in that. But that is an offering that they have here as well. And, of course, the Minions have to get in on the celebration, so you can meet an Indian and a Minion in his Lunar New Year outfit, which is something we all want to do. But this is it's a fun little celebration. And Julie getting us warmed up here for the new attraction that's coming to Universal Studios Hollywood this summer or spring. The brand new DreamWorks Theater, replacing the Shrek 4D attraction. And the first show in the theater, I guess, is a Kung Fu Panda show. So there's no shortage of Kung Fu Panda coming your way. So, yeah, if you're able to get here during the celebration, you got to try Mr. Ping's noodles, obviously. 5 out of 5 stars. Excellent noodles. Be sure to come on down here and meet Mr. Ping and Kung Fu Panda. Have some noodles. Do some drawings. Make a wish. And have the best time. Enjoy the year of the dog. If you'd like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, shoot us an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, links to all of our social media, videos, our articles, our entertainment news, guess where you can go? creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time,
keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom has been brought to you by Olivia Frankenstein. Olivia Frankenstein is an Etsy store that specializes in creepy-inspired enamel pins, buttons, t-shirt, patches, posters, bags, and much more, including their original design, Spooky Mouse Club, a must-have for every Creepy Kingdom citizen. You can check out that design and much more by going to oliviafrankenstein.patternbyetsy.com. That's oliviafrankenstein.patternbyetsy.com.